Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Medical marijuana. Northeast Arkansas and the Delta were the big winners at last week's unveiling of the five cultivation or growing centers that will launch to grow medical cannabis in Arkansas. Four of the five cultivation facilities will be located in the Delta and one in Northwest Arkansas. So what happens next? Could there be lawsuits from those dismissed? How quickly will the centers be built and start hiring? And when will you be able to buy medical marijuana if you qualify in Arkansas? I sat down with Talk Business and Politics' Wes Brown for a conversation.
Okay. But it has been a busy week, and there was a huge development this past week in in the field of medical marijuana was we learned who the five cultivation center winners are, and there's some geographic distribution to them that's pretty lopsided. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would call Tuesday's meeting historic of the Arkansas State Medical Marijuana Commission. They named five of the cultivation winners. There were an allotment of only five. There were 95 applicants that applied to be the first companies to grow a medical marijuana in the state of Arkansas. When they came out, there were five out of the four out of the five that winners. Four of them was in the Arkansas Delta, in counties Jefferson County, Jackson County, and I think Woodruff County. So all of those four of those pot growing greenhouses or facilities are going to be in those cities, and it could mean some economic development for those communities, because these operations, from what I hear and from people in Colorado and other states where you have legal marijuana or medical use marijuana, these are big operations where they need a lot of water, they need a lot of people. You need professionals, everything from laborers to professionals to carry out the pot. To grow the pot, that's going to be supplied to the dispensaries, which will be decided later this year, 40 dispensaries across the state of Arkansas.
Well, real quickly, so you got this distribution of four out of the five over in the Delta. Is that enough to supply the whole state? Or I mean, I have heard from some sources that they may look at, because I think the law allows them to do eight cultivation centers.
Yeah, you can
centers,
up to eight, yeah.
But they limited themselves to five. Is there a chance we may see some more licenses?
I mean, you know, there's some discussion out there on that, but it has to it has to go back before the medical marijuana board, and then obviously there is some. You only have one in Northwest Arkansas. You don't have any in so-called the eastern part of the western part of the state.
Right.
Really, there's not. So you got this distribution, and all of these pot growing facilities are going to be in a pretty tight square mile area of Jefferson County, Jackson County, and you know they're all pretty closely tied.
So we speculated before all of this happened, and we even reported on this, the fact that you were going to have potential objections to the awards of those licenses. We've seen it in every single state. There's been some sort of legal objections, but with the state's new sovereign immunity excuse as leveled by the Supreme Court, that really is taken away. And we've seen the Pulaski County courts pretty much yank that or use that defense to throw out a lot of lawsuits against the state of Arkansas. Is there any legal recourse for some of these folks that want to protest?
I think someone's going to test that theory and push it through the courts to see if the courts would throw it out. And if that happens, then obviously there are some, according to the laws, the 24 laws that were written, there are some administrative appeals through the ABC, the Arkansas Beverage Control Board, and through the DFA, but I still don't really know how that would work out on that process either.
All right, so last question here, and this is the $64 million question, perhaps, because it could be $64 million in tax revenue eventually. and I see this on my social media feed a lot, when will we see the selling of medical marijuana in Arkansas? When will you be able to go to a dispensary and buy it if you had to look into your crystal ball?
Well, I talked to one of the licensees up in Jonesboro, Natural State Wellness, which is tied to former Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. And they've already immediately started the process,
building their and planning their cultivation.
Yeah, yeah. But one of their representatives said it's going to be a time-consuming process, and they expect and what I'm hearing from at least the end of 2019 or sometime in 2019, definitely not in 2018. You're not going to see anything. One of these state-of-the-art pot growing facilities online until 2019.
That's Wes Brown, senior analyst for Talk Business and Politics. You can catch his coverage of medical marijuana online at talkbusiness.net. And be watching for more, because there will be more developments on the horizon. Finally, I want to remind you to check out our new monthly publication, Northeast Arkansas Talk Business and Politics. It offers full-blown coverage of Northeast Arkansas business and political news specific to the region. There's a digital version of the print product on our website at talkbusiness.net. And if you want a subscription mailed to you, just email me at roby@talkbusiness.net and we'll get you set up. It's free. We just need a good mailing address. Well, what's in this inaugural issue? A look at how NAFTA impacts Northeast Arkansas farming. Thoughts on trade and agriculture with Arkansas Farm Bureau President and Manila farmer Randy Veach. A Q&A with Highway Commissioner Alec Farmer. Ted Hergett's vision for downtown Jonesboro. And much, much more. Check it out at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.